Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
This is Rob Van Dam, the whole effing show. As if you didn't know, you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
Superstars stepped up to challenge our throne. And if you pre-order WWE 2K14, you get to engage the battle as the ultimate warrior. That power, this intensity, your belief, our destiny, all of it together created the one and only ultimate warrior. All of us, the freaks, who did in our time what will live forever. Hold this, boss. Pre-order WWE 2K14 today and battle as the one and only Ultimate Warrior. Become immortal. WWE 2K14. Pre-order now.
That's their attempt of you forgetting Money in the Bank last night.
Why, was it that bad?
No. Orton winning the fucking briefcase is stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 101, Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. I'm Dangerous Danny Davis.
I'm the Anvil.
I'm Bret Hart.
I was born a small black boy in Georgia.
I was born a small black boy in Georgia.
How you boys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm feeling great. I actually enjoyed getting together and watching Money in the Bank last night.
Yes, it was a good time for all.
Yes.
You know what, that commercial?
Yes.
It gives me hope, but also extremely disappoints me.
Okay, explain.
Why can't the people who write for WWE on a regular basis come up with something as good as that?
I agree.
That was so well done, but you can tell WWE has no fingerprint on that. That's all 2K.
All 2K. WWE has nothing to do with that commercial at all. It was too clever.
Right.
It was way too clever.
It reminds me of when George Lucas made the prequels, and then they took the animated series and made their own thing, and it was so much better.
Right.
Because
right.
Sometimes, I don't know, the people who are too close to it can't really figure it out.
They can't be objective.
Right.
So they can't take a step back and say, well, maybe this sucks. You know, they have to have their hands all over it. But you're right. You're absolutely right.
Warrior's all over the front page of WWE.
You think
is that WWE or what is this?
It's WrestleZone.
WrestleZone. He's all over WrestleZone.
You think he'll make an appearance?
Yes.
You really think so?
Oh, no. This is a Hall of Fame. This is everything.
You think
so? If he's in that deep, he's in like a
yeah, but balls this, deep in that.
Yeah.
But well, this deal is like with 2K. This isn't WWE deal.
But WWE.
He was the Ultimate Warrior. Short of the long hair, he could wrestle tomorrow.
Absolutely. He's
with
in phenomenal
OWN
shape.
OWN shirt and a motherfucker, or jacket, rather.
Yeah, he's in phenomenal shape, though, still. He looks awesome.
You do not know what you do not know.
awesome shit.
And so somewhere in the distance, Dave Powers whacks his bag.
Yes, in the distance.
Well,
speaking of the distance, it's we're not even a week removed from our disaster of 100th episode.
See, right away loved we it. Start talking shit about our show.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved every
it was,
second of
I
it.
I thought it was going to be a disaster. While I was there, I thought it was a fucking disaster. When I listened back, I thought it was excellent.
It was a beautiful disaster. I love the way that shit comes together.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was awesome.
You have a tendency to scream into the microphone.
Yes,
after,
I do.
Ah, Twisted Tea. You fucking lightweight.
I am. Yes, I
Holy
am.
Holy shit.
And your fear of Beatles comes out.
Oh, that was hysterical.
Yeah. I can't. I mean, Pete Best scares the hell out of me, too. So.
Yes.
Pete Best.
But man, what a fucking.
Pete Best.
What a good show. One. That was a good line.
That was good.
I am the Pete Best of the Shining Wizards.
Yes. You are the Pete Best of the Shining yes. Wizards.
More like the Pete Worth of something.
I hate you.
God.
So before Shipper. We get this shindig started, just a huge thanks to everyone who was a part of our 100th episode last week.
Except for Daniel Lopez.
Oh, Daniel Lopez needs to... Come on, Dan. If you've made it through 100 episodes, you should just know what to expect out of us. You got a fucking free WrestleMania trip out of it. Shit your face.
We hung up on him.
No, we hung up on him because we were laughing our balls off that Joey Soup said he was going to take one of Bowman's retarded family members so he can cut the line at the wrestling Mount Rushmore.
I don't know what Joey Soup's got against me.
I mean, Lopez.
I don't think it's you. I think it's your family.
Lopez could have called back.
He could have.
Yeah, well, he called back.
He's a bit distracted watching the George Zimmerman trial. He's got a family interest.
Aye, aye, aye.
Jay Markowitz, like, I know he's a friend of your guys and stuff, but he doesn't get the show. Like, if we hang up on you, you're supposed to call back in a few minutes.
I don't think he knew that. No, he wasn't
really? Is that what's supposed to
I
happen?
I feel like...
gee, another person that doesn't listen.
No, here's what's... You're supposed to get your feelings hurt, and you hold it against us. That's what's supposed to happen.
You damn kids!
We've hurt some feelings over the years.
They'll get over
Are
it.
We reminiscing?
Yes.
Whose feelings have we hurt?
Take a look around the room.
Yeah, we've all been hurt at one point.
Well played, sir. Well
Sensitive
played.
Fucks.
But a big Whoa. Thanks.
Bada-bing.
Bada-bing.
Pat, Chris, and Nikki for allowing us to use their house. I know we did thank yous last week.
They were like halfway out the door.
Yeah,
not
really.
Even their house.
Whatever. There was no furniture downstairs.
No. Thanks for letting us use your nothing.
It was a space where we could be obnoxious.
I thought these were big, strong hands.
And wow. Thanks for Nigel McGuinness for calling in. Aaron
Hello.
Epic.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for fucking equipment taking a shit during Nigel's call.
Jason Sensation.
Poor Nigel.
The real deal.
Are you just trying this again sober?
No. I think I could do it sober.
The Hot Wheel, Craig Steele.
The Hot Meal, Shaquille O'Neal.
Blue Steel. Copperfield.
Is this are we running this live or no?
No. Do you want to go live?
I could go live, but I want to Bonesaw and me. I think we need a podcast.
Go for
okay,
it.
Go for
you
it.
You could
yeah.
actually probably call it Bonesaw and me.
Yeah.
Bonesaw and me. Imagine we'll have like a little cartoon heads of the two of you next to each other. Bonesaw and me. That's awesome.
Bonesaw was fucking great. Joey Janela was a fucking trooper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kevin was awesome. It was just a great time. Thanks to everyone. The Fallen Angels. Thank you guys for your support.
Now, Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah,
thank
I thought
you.
He was there, wasn't he?
Who?
Snuka.
Snuka was there.
Yeah. He was there, yeah.
In
and
spirit.
The ghost of his dead girlfriend.
Hey-o! Oh, allegedly. Yeah. She's allegedly
That's
dead.
That's not what happened.
Super, super, super fly.
God
I saw a lot of comments on Facebook that my Mount Rushmore was the best. Well
I thought,
thought
it
out,
was.
And
I thought it was.
Are you on Facebook?
No, that was completely made up.
Liar.
Liar, liar, pants
liar,
on fire.
Liar.
But I imagine that Facebook would support me 100% on
yes.
my
Steve Carino threw us an interesting Mount Rushmore.
Yeah?
What, after the fact?
Yeah.
Late.
Ricky Dozen was on it. And,
really?
I'm
yeah.
already dozen.
Gorgeous George.
Okay.
And, okay, who else?
Forget the. Let me look it up now.
Way to come to the show prepared.
That's how I roll.
So, Steve Carino, wrestler names.
He comes to the show prepared, and you just shit all over the format and throw it out the window.
Matt brings up topics.
Yes.
Topics
hot,
of discussion.
Hogan
topics.
And Austin.
Hot topics.
Hogan and Austin.
Hogan and Austin.
He goes Ricky Dozan, and then Hogan and Austin.
And Gorgeous George.
And Gorgeous George.
I could see Gorgeous George.
Yeah, but I could see Ricky Dozan and then Gorgeous George and then going in a different
you know,
direction.
You know what was an interesting conversation me and Anthony had one time was wrestling currency. Because you get more leeway that way. Like, who's in the $1 bill? Who's in the $5 bill?
I think we found our time.
Who's in the $10 bill?
Yes. No, put that up on Facebook.
20, 50, 100, and then there's...
All right, let's save that. Let's.
Are we
going to
go with the $1,000 bill?
No. You throw in a $2 bill if you want, but...
How about a three? We'll put Adrian Adonis on it. Boom.
When you put Speaking... you put Canyon on it?
No.
What?
Because he's dead.
Good night. No, he was a fag, wasn't he?
Really,
fag is off.
He was a phage.
In that context, yes.
Oh, he had a life partner, and he was intimate with someone's butthole.
I liked Canyon.
You could say that about Tony.
Yes, you can.
Cake farce.
Well, you mentioned Adrian Adonis. I watched the Roddy Piper, Haunting of Roddy Piper on A&E, I think it was on, where a medium comes to visit Roddy Piper because Roddy Piper and his family are having ghostly experiences in his house. And it turns out that Roddy Piper is being haunted by Adrian Adonis in his basement. And his kids see it. And he sees it.
Does he haunt him with the briefcase?
No. He basically tells him to, you know, just look over his house and, you know, keep it together because he's all depressed that everyone that he knows died around him. And then the psychic was like, there's a guy here, the name, a Strong O. He's one of 13, Strong O, and he fell. And I'm sitting back like, anyone could have just done quick five-minute wrestling homework, walked into his house and been like, yeah, oh, there's a Kurt here. He's perfect. I'm just like, oh, God.
Ugh. Yeah, you know what? The wrestling afterlife is a tight-knit group.
Yes, because only Mr. Perfect and Owen Hart hang out. They're the only ones.
What about Canyon?
There's a...
Who better than Canyon?
Jesus Christ.
Someone's injured. Someone's crippled. I'm getting a strong C.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I don't know who you're talking about.
Good, everybody. The ghosts? There's no ghosts here. I'm just fucking around. Just kidding. Gotta go.
Vince McMahon jumps in the hook and sees, not here, brother.
Ah, nothing to see here. Never existed.
We kind of touched on it last night while we were talking about this. Is he really that hard up for money? Like, what's the point of him doing this?
Maybe he really sees ghosts. Who the fuck knows?
What is he, fucking the kid from that terrible movie with Mel Gibson? Bruce Willis?
Wow. Wow.
Yes, he's Bruce Willis.
He's the man without a face.
I see dead people.
The man without a face.
Like, why him? Does he go to them or do they go to him?
Who the fuck knows? Like, well, he was on Celebrity Ghost Stories, and then they were so intrigued by his story that they did a full hour on him.
Did Bad News Brown haunt him?
Did they realize his life...
Nobody robbed him.
His life... He made his career out of acting. Like, that's what he was doing. Wrestling was acting.
Yeah. The problem was
so he was just telling a story.
Wait.
He said spooks kept visiting him. So he had to be more specific.
We're going back here again.
I'll sign the $1 million belt for $5.
Virgil, get out of here.
Yo, let me get a table.
I'm not dead.
Let me get a table.
When they said that his house was haunted, was he wearing the black Ray-Bans?
No, he was not wearing the black Ray-Bans.
Wow, that bombed.
Yeah, well, not everyone can get the They Live references, Tony. I'm sorry.
Well,
sorry about that.
I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum.
You know, he hasn't aged terribly.
Oh, yes,
Piper.
He has.
I don't think so.
Piper?
I think he should be. They should utilize him more.
You know what? Here's what happened. Last time he was there,
he said
he hated it so much because it was so scripted. And they tried to go off the cuff, and it just kind of fell flat. And Vince tore him a new asshole, so Roddy Piper like is all sour.
Yeah,
on the
but the
thing.
Guys that can go off the cuff are so few and far between nowadays because WWE puts you in that mold and poops you out.
Yes,
they don't want to take the chance. So if they take the chance with you, like I feel like Cena can say whatever he wants.
I think he
and
can.
And Punk can pretty much say whatever he wants.
Yeah, to an extent, I think.
To
so,
an extent,
too.
Those are like the two guys, though. Everyone else is.
Who can talk in WWE?
It's a lost art, I think.
It really is. Because they don't have the territories to go practice in front of, you know?
Does Triple H count?
Triple H can say whatever he wants.
He can kind of talk.
He
can say whatever he wants. That doesn't mean he can talk.
Yeah, Triple H has made a career out of just burying people left and
right. Agreed. 100%
just
agreed.
Left and right burying.
Over and over and over.
And he does it with, like Cena smirks. Triple H just comes off with like this arrogance, just like he believes he's bigger than everybody else.
Yeah, of course.
Like there's no five tool wrestlers anymore. Like you don't, if you can wrestle, if you got the size, right, if you you know, if you can talk, you know, it's just, if I feel like if you have two out of three, they're gonna push you and like say, a guy who can talk and wrestle but doesn't have the size is fucked.
Right, right.
Unless the stars align like Daniel Bryan and something happens out of WWE's control and the fans demand it.
And what happened with Daniel Bryan? He should have won that Money in the Bank, I think.
Yes. Absolutely. He was so over.
And they're going to blow it like they blew Ryback when Ryback was over. They're going to blow it like they blew it with fucking Zack Ryder, who everyone hates.
I feel like Daniel Bryan could go like the Ziggler route, and you're just waiting for him to cash it in and waiting for him to cash it in.
Yes.
And he would be huge cashing that Money in the Bank in.
So much more.
He would
over
instantly
than
be a face. Like, yeah, just like the top of the company face.
Easily. Easily. And they could run with him. I've been saying this. He could sell merch to kids because he's goofy, and he can sell merch to the adults because he's a kick-ass wrestler.
Right.
He's not corny when he talks. He's funny, so kids and adults laugh. He's perfect. But I think Cena is so scared of his spot. I think he has pull. I think he has pull backstage.
Brian?
Cena has pull backstage.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I think he doesn't want to give up that spot.
I don't see.
You think they double?
I don't know him. I don't talk to him. Yes. I don't know people who do know him. So he doesn't. He seems to me like a best for the business kind of guy. Mm. But the company gets in the way more than he would.
Right.
Like,
okay,
he's like, oh,
true.
I don't want to give up my strap to this guy. I feel like he'd be like, that's fine. Do whatever you want.
You know, but I kind of get that vibe too a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, whatever, good or bad. He's just like, I love wrestling. Whatever.
Right, it's for the business.
Yeah, yeah, he's for the business.
And it's hard to sit here and say that he does this and he does that when, at the end of the day, I don't think he has final say in it.
You think he butt fucks the Bella?
Like, right, I would hope he does.
Yeah, I think so.
Cake fart.
Butt fucking the Bellas.
Butt fucking the Bellas.
You know, I think they think how long he stayed. How did you stay married that long?
Oh, I know.
He only got divorced like, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah, like a little less than a year ago.
Who, Cena?
Yeah. He was with that girl forever. Yeah.
Forever?
He was banging girls the whole time, though.
He was banging cocktail waitresses.
He was on the Howard Stern show talking about how he banged this fat girl off a bet, and he said it was the best thing he ever did.
Daniel Bryant never gets that title! It'll make him a big star!
You think they bang the Bellas in the same room?
I think you have to.
I think so too. Aren't they attached?
Don't they do twin magic in the dark?
They're tethered.
Imagine if they did twin magic in the dark, and then the lights go on, and Daniel Bryan's butt fucking Cena, and they just go with it. It's fine.
Cena's jerking off on a fat head of Randy Orton.
RKO, no.
I think we've got our game moment for the evening.
RKO, no. Okay, oh no. Speaking of Randy Orton, the least over guy in the match besides Christian and his teeth wins.
You think Sheamus has his fucking teeth prints on his knuckles this morning?
Fucking Sheamus.
I still think you could have done two guys worse, Sheamus and Christian. So you could have done three guys better, but.
Yeah, but the
sad thing was the crowd was just like so.
It was like wah, wah, wah.
Like, look,
it was over for Bryant, and it was over for RVD.
Yeah, but I think it was just very anticlimactic. Like, he just climbed up and he took his time.
Oh, no, that was a terrible spot.
Yeah, why'd they do that?
I think the whole.
Everyone was dead.
I think the whole match, in terms of high spots and stuff,
might have been.
Was like real flat. Like, they didn't really use the ladders a lot. And they did way too much of that
one-on-one in the ring.
What's with the midget ladders?
Yeah, why even bring that out?
Yeah, I was waiting for Hornswoggle to come out. Oh, I really God. Was.
Like, if
I
you're
really
going to use
was.
It for a spot, I can see. But then it just looks like really, really planned.
Why does it exist?
Well, I think if you notice the whole set, they had
low
ladders
ceilings.
Of all sizes. So.
Low ceilings.
That's why it exists.
It was
Money
an ECPW Money in the Bank
ceiling.
Ladder. For ECPW. That's fucking pitiful, that Randy Orton one.
It just doesn't... It doesn't process in my brain as to what, like, are we gonna have to sit through like a fucking Cena Orton run again?
Yes,
add it to the list of things don't process in Matt's brain.
A B C 7 yellow purple high.
Put it right next to geometry and English. Done.
Shapies.
But like, are we seriously? What are you gonna do, Cena Orton again?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's
well, does he cash it in for the WWE title, or does he cash it in for the
WWE title,
world title,
WWE, Bubba WWE,
Bubba
the
Double
for
the WWE, and the one Sandow one was the world championship.
You know why? Because they need their marquee SummerSlam matches: Brock Lesnar, Punk, Orton, Cena.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he has to do it there. He could do it after that SummerSlam match.
Cena Bryan or Brian Punk would sell much better.
Oh, it would sell better, and people would love it, but Vince is a pussy. Plus, Brian's going to be saddled in that fucking Curtis Axel feud. Ugh.
And then at least you're going to get good wrestling out of that.
Yeah, but they're going to give Brian an IC title run. He's so above that. That's like the jobber belt at this point. Like, why?
Yeah, but you could just not have a belt.
Exactly. Exactly. But he's going to get it.
So everybody thought Cody Rhodes was going to be the big hero of the world title Money in the Bank match.
Not me.
Except for Eddie. Because Eddie knows.
I did know. I called
Eddie
that exact
was in on the booking
finish.
Meetings.
Yes.
At WWE headquarters.
Yes, at WWE.
But
Cody was over as
Cody
hell.
Cody was fucking nutso over. And then
weird.
Fucking Dean.
Yeah, but it's a Philly crowd.
They're
smart.
The title shot stealing machine.
Yeah. Where's that going to go?
Partner. Who? Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. Oh, or yeah. Damien Sandow.
Oh, Damien Sandow. I'll go fuck him.
Dean, Dean, the title machine.
Said, that guy. Oh, see, I don't know what the fuck's going
generic
on.
Generic wrestler number B.
Sami Zayn?
I said number
no.
B.
He's good. Cool. I like him. I like his look.
Who's Sandow?
Reno Riggins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Sandow's look, too.
No, Reno, too.
Reno Riggins looks pretty good, too.
Reno Riggins.
Here's
Sandow's
going
to cash in, and he's going to lose.
You think?
Yeah, because Cody's going to cost him the match, and then they're going
to
feud.
Every time he's going to try to cash it in, Cody's going to cut him off at the pass, and he's not going to get to. That's what's going to happen.
Think so?
And then they're going to put the title match up for grabs.
Champion? That's what they were talking about, the briefcase up for grabs going forward.
They've done it before
with
Kennedy and Edge.
They should never put the briefcase up for grabs. Do you and Matt want to switch seats? Yes.
I think we all want to sit on Matt's seat tonight.
As I was about to say before I got rudely interrupted in our intro, this is how you know you guys are fucking amateurs. Because the three of you chose Matt to operate any machinery, any equipment. If you ever see him play video games, you would know. Matt is the least technologically adept.
No. If I have to play like a third-person shooter game, I'm going to run into the wall for 20 minutes and curse a lot, okay? If I have
like real life.
If I have to play like... If I have to play Rock Band, yes, I'm going to get aggravated and break stuff. But I'm good at Madden.
All right. Okay, so you've never thrown a controller and stormed upstairs.
Oh, no. I never said that. And I didn't. I did go upstairs. That's right.
But to Matt's credit, when I'm not around, he knows how to process the shows. He knows how to post them up online. So,
and you know what? Working the fucking computer is not easy because every time somebody else does it, they have a fucking hard time too. So shut your face.
Yeah, what episode was it where Eddie was first trying to run it? Oh, it was last year's WrestleMania episode. Eddie was like, I can't deal with this. Fuck this.
Because it's slow as fuck. It's a piece of shit.
And then you wonder why Joey Soup calls in and makes fun of you and your family.
I don't wonder. I just... I get
I
it.
I know.
I just don't know why I'm the target. I mean, I guess I am. Whatever.
You're the retarget. Right?
Whatever.
Oh, God.
What other fucking wonderful matches? How about...
Well, let's start from the beginning.
The pre-show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which was... at least... They put a good match in the pre-show, and they're trying to get people to buy. But I feel like it's such a waste.
It is a waste.
Because if you're going to buy it, you're going to buy it. And if you're waiting for the pre-show match to decide if you're going to buy
it's like, maybe the Usos will change my mind.
Right. It's like the undecided voter last year. Like, you really don't know who you're voting for. Like, you know if you're buying it, you know if you're not buying it. Why waste a good match?
At least they give you better than fucking, like, Savio Vega versus Yokozuna free-for-all matches.
Free-for-alls. But that's all they had then.
Yeah. And you know what? The match itself was great.
Yeah, it was.
And apparently that was supposed to be punishment towards them because they're in the doghouse, the Shield.
I wonder why.
But why?
Because they got over.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. And they made the Usos look like $1 million. The Usos have been in fucking jobber hell for like years.
Well, that's four capable teams. I mean, yeah, those Samoan boys
or
can
four
go.
It's tag teams.
Whatever.
No one fucking cares about tag teams because WWE doesn't care about tag teams.
Exactly.
They don't make it a priority.
I love a good tag match.
I know you do.
Who doesn't? But if your priority list is John Cena, Triple H, insert who's ever hot this month, the Divas, U.S. title, Santino Morelli, IC title,
Guerrero,
Vicky Guerrero, Mark McGrath, tag teams.
Mini Bischoff?
Like, that's what it is.
You know what? Get used to the Divas, because now that that show is going to be on, we're going to see a lot of
And you know what?
Divas.
That show is genius. That thing is going to pull monster ratings. You watch. It's going to get better ratings than Raw. You watch.
It's too produced.
No.
Even the previews they were showing. People it's not reality
love that
TV.
Shit,
it's not no, but it's not they don't let them be real enough.
You think Honey Boo Boo's real like 100% completely?
No.
You
none
think
of
the
that
Kardashians?
Shit. Reality TV is produced.
What? It's not real? They, still real to me, damn it.
But that
Honey Boo Boo's real to me.
That looked extremely produced to me. And I didn't I haven't seen an episode yet, so maybe it'll come through, but
it's a WWE product.
What the fuck ever? Can I I'm sorry. I'm out of the loop. Well, what the fuck ever happened to the WWE Network?
It became the Shining Wizards Network. SWN.shiningwizards.com. We have 7 shows. They have 0.
Yeah, we beat them to it.
We came up with like 15 great shows alone, like just sitting around shooting the shit.
You know what's sitting around? Legends House. Shot.
Yeah, Legends House is on there. Half those
and
guys are going to be dead.
Yeah, they're
going to
be
time
dead. Exactly. Fucking Gene Okerlund's liver is going to fall out.
Piper's going to be watching and see, I see ghosts.
He's going to be haunting someone else.
He was alive once. I miss him. There's Pat Patterson. He was alive once. I miss him.
Oh, there's Jimmy Hart. Oh, great manager.
He was alive once, too. I miss him.
Do you think if you say Rowdy Piper 3 times, he appears and, like, solves problems for you?
Yes.
Biggie Smalls.
He solves problems.
Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
Okay, so...
So, y'all!
We had... so, we had the tag match. We all agree it was a great match.
Yes.
Right? The, yeah, I guess the ending wasn't really a surprise of the world title Money in the Bank. There were some good spots in that match.
That was a great match.
Absolutely.
Well, those are the guys that don't have to be safe because they're not the top dog money makers, so they could be a little more reckless in their match.
Is it safe?
Even though, is it the guys that got hurt the most were in the WWE Money in the Bank. RVD stitches.
RVD almost fucking killed Sheamus.
Sheamus fucking killed Christian, punched his mouth out. Ugh.
Really getting fucking hurt in that one. So
was the Divas match next?
There was a whole bunch of talking with fucking Mark McGrath.
What the fuck was that?
It's like
that
3 hours.
Killed
yeah,
the
that
crowd.
Took away a lot
just
of heat.
Stopped.
And then they said, "Oh, let's bring out Curtis Axel."
And everyone was like, "Meh."
What was the song they played?
Oh, for Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It wasn't like it was a real song.
Was it a real song? They actually paid for a real song to be played
for
that?
Vicky Guerrero. Of all
wasn't
people.
It like "You Are So Wonderful to Me"?
You're beautiful.
No.
Suddenly I see. I'm waiting for the movie to start. Suddenly I see.
The fucking song always came on.
So Curtis Axel Miz, it was serviceable. It wasn't anything special.
Serviceable.
Right? I do not like that he used the perfect plex just for him to kick out of it.
Yeah, that kind of shits on his
use
father,
it,
but
and have it be a finisher or don't.
Or don't use it. No, you're right. Don't or use it and then just fucking break it. Like that's not the kind of move that you could just throw around.
Or they should have had the Miz use it.
That would have
been
cool.
A mistake.
Yes. No, it would have been a cool move. He was already playing heel. I mean, he got Paulie ejected in Philly.
How did he win the match?
With that fucking weird move he does.
Oh, like the fucking shake, rattle, and stunner?
Bulldog stunner roll? Yeah. I hate moves like that. I hate that move. I hate
Cody,
the zigzag.
Like
what if he modified it? What if he took it and made it his own? Like he instead of just going straight
flex?
Back... You made it more like a suplex and like spun with it or something.
What? The
yeah,
perfect plex?
Like a corkscrew or something.
No, perfect plex Ghostbuster.
Oh, like the Fisherman's Buster.
Yeah,
I thought
exactly.
We were done talking about Roddy Piper.
Who?
The Ghostbuster. Shane Douglas did a real nice Fisherman's Buster.
When there's something strange in your neighborhood, they call Roddy Piper.
Yes. Yes, that is who they call. Yeah, he should.
I miss him.
I miss him.
I think we got our name of the episode.
No, it's Shining Wizards 101, stupid.
Shining Wizards 101.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yes. That's it. Done. Good night.
Okay, so...
Wrestling
so,
talk. So talk actually, about...
Yeah, we need to do that tonight.
Talk about ghosts. What did you say? Matt's always talking about spooks.
Again? Really?
I'm going... The third time's going to be funny, I promise.
Is that Dave sitting across from me tonight?
Get the sensor button ready. I miss him.
So what was next?
Well, no.
In
that match, also, Miz did the he's doing the figure four.
Yeah.
Which he
you have less
Rick
of a problem
Flair.
With because Ric Flair is not his father.
Yeah, but Ric Flair gave him the move.
That's
He said, I want you!
Yeah, but you don't think the Perfect Plex was in his will?
I think he was willed the Perfect Plex.
I think so. It's
his
lineage.
He's just fucking it up. He has to say, now you're going to see a Perfect Plex. And then do it, like Kurt Hennig used to
do. Then why does he just dye his hair blonde, wear a fucking neon pink singlet, and put on some white boots and chew some gum while he walks to the ring?
I wouldn't know. Why isn't Bray Wyatt fucking doing your taxes?
He would at least have an identity then.
Jerk offs.
Like, I feel like the problem with him is that he never really had an identity, but he still doesn't.
He doesn't. He has a name.
Yeah, you're like letting it be there, but you're not doing anything about it.
It's like a
at least acknowledge it.
They need to get Curtis Sucks to get him to do anything worthwhile.
He has like a mixy matchy name that just doesn't. I don't know what's his real name. What is it?
Mike McGillicuddy.
No, Michael Henning, right? Is it not Michael?
Joe Henning.
Yeah, there you go.
Why couldn't he just be Joe Henning?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Joe Henning. I'm Mr. Perfect's kid, and I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah.
The end.
I'm the seed of perfection.
Yes.
I'm the Grim Reaper, and I'm going to kill you just like I did your father.
I miss him.
You're my perfect friend, yeah.
Yeah, I miss you,
I told that story when I met Macho Man at his record signing, right?
At his
grave. You're my perfect friend.
I asked him if he had any tributes. Oh, I asked him if his brother Lanny helped him write any songs. And he goes, yeah, he actually helped me write a Perfect Friend, the tribute to Mr. Perfect. And my fucking jaw just fell off my face like Bobby Heenan. I was like, really?
That's our closing number for tonight, a Perfect Friend.
Perfect Friend?
Yeah. I miss you, but now I'm with you. Yeah.
And then we get the Divas. Wow. Where are we going tonight? This is, all right. Now we got to relax.
Yeah.
This is great.
Does Randy Savage's ghost, is it? Where? What era is it? Is it the beard and the hair? Is it right now?
It's cowboy.
Cowboy
Randy,
shirt,
Randy Savage,
tassels.
With the fucking neon
bandana and the wraparounds.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the robe?
With the real old.
Yeah.
With the real old Intercontinental belt. Like the big piece of metal.
He has
the
belt
red,
in heaven.
Yes.
Which, would, not this one.
That's
WWF championship belt.
That's like 3 years out or two.
No, go to WrestleMania 2, Randy Savage. Yes. That's the Randy Savage.
Not
Santa Claus,
that
Randy
one.
Savage.
That one.
God,
no, wait, that one.
No, none of those.
Why is Pete Rose next to him?
That was him.
That's him?
He played baseball.
For the Reds?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That one.
This one?
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Savage.
That's the
for.
Original old school Tito Santana got it stolen from him. Intercontinental belt.
That's a nice belt. That's when it meant something.
That was right after Greg Valentine smashed the shit out of it in the cage.
Well, that would be it right there, right next.
What do you do? You're on the beach one day, and he just fucking like you kick sand on him, and he fucking gets up.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Footprints in the sand.
Yeah.
One day,
well, now
I noticed there were two sets of footprints in the sand.
Now it can be Randy Savage making those footprints.
And in the times of my life when things were difficult, there was only one set. Yeah, I carried you, brother. Yeah, things were tough. Things were kind of hectic. Yeah.
Taking
you to the promised land. Yeah.
I thought they were taking him to the prom. Taking you to the prom.
Yeah. Gonna dance. Gonna get some pussy. Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna get you drunk. Yeah. All right. That's enough Randy Savage
get you
talk.
With the madness. Where's get Jason Sensation on the phone.
What the fuck happened?
That was great.
Yes.
Now
great.
What the fuck
so
were we talking about?
So there was the IC title, and then there was the Divas.
The Divas.
The Divas. So they, I don't know, what's the story? Like this fucking, what's her face? Caitlyn just loses all the time. And that's
Caitlyn
really
had every fucking reason to win that match. AJ shit all over her, got the better of her, and in true Triple H fashion, wound up winning the match clean by submission.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're punishing Caitlyn because she's chubby.
Roided up cameo lead singer on the outside with the catch.
Oh my God! Like roided up Milli Vanilli.
Girl, you know it's true.
Girl.
I wasn't here for this match, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You know what's his name? Ezekiel Jackson? Is that his name?
Yes.
No, really. What's the guy's name? I completely forgot it already.
Biggie.
Biggie.
Biggie Langston. Biggie. He's odd looking. He's like, his face is weird, right?
He looks annoyed and disappointed at every second.
Yeah, he looks like he just...
I feel like I owe him an apology.
Yeah, it looks like he just got stung by a bee.
And not just for all the slavery stuff.
Does he look like a black Pat Buck?
Wait! Oh, my God! That's awesome!
Rye Black.
Rye Black.
Wow.
No, take a look. Get a face shot.
No, go to the one with fucking Carlton next to
what
him.
What is that?
He looks like him.
That's who I was going like. To say him.
That's who he looks like. He looks like Carlton face.
Carlton face?
He has Carlton face. Alfonso Rivera, right?
He kind of looks like a bloated Zeus.
Yeah.
Zeus.
No, you know what the thing is? Like, there's so much head, but, like, so little face.
I love so much head.
Yeah, it looks like, what's it? Little Face from Dick Tracy.
Yes. Yeah. Like, look at that. It's like fucking cartoony. Like, someone drew a small face in the middle of, like, a regular-sized melon head.
It's Ahmed Johnson with Alfonso Rivero's head.
You think he's... All right. Is that natural? Are those muscles natural? Can that be natural without any illegal substances?
Sure.
You think so?
When
you're on the road all week, you can maintain that?
Yeah, but those guys do nothing but...
Ask Jimmy the Greek why he's so big.
That's a pretty cool Simpsons picture right
no one
there.
Here gets
Dolph
that.
And Biggie
I got it.
And AJ.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, with the money in the bank.
That's not Simpsons. That's
Futurama.
Yes,
Futurama.
Thank you.
What's
thank
the difference? One's
it's
canceled.
Not. They're not.
Futurama was so much better than Simpsons.
They
that
don't.
Is true.
The way they are now, it's not the way they were back in the 90s, where they're doing blow all night and getting ripped. All these guys fucking work out, eat right, and fucking Twitter all day long.
You know that's what bothers me.
He has to be eating. He Fox. Can't stop eating. The only time he's not eating is when he's on screen. This guy's a fucking gigantic
yeah,
human being.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You know what bothered me?
What?
Good I one, was... Tony. Good one.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, the Wyatt guy.
Yes. Yes.
Sending tweets.
Tweeted.
I saw you put that up today, and I kind of searched a little bit on the websites. I don't know what you were. I didn't see anything, so you're
no,
gonna
I was
me
like,
that.
Someone said Wyatt tweet, and he has tweets here and there. I just think that's really out of character and stupid. You picture those guys in their promos, backwoods weirdos, they're fucking with cell phone. You right?
Yeah, I'm good.
With cell phones sending
painting
Twitter, sending Twitter messages. It's just your microphone matches your sneakers.
Thank you.
Wow.
And yeah. my
and your shirt cord. With the Mets.
That's what I was going for today.
Matty, Matty, Mets. Hi, everybody.
Actually, I should have given you the green mic tonight. You've got the Fear the Jockstrap shirt on.
Yeah, I do. I like this shirt. I'm glad that Justin Credible can take...
JustinCredible.com.
He can take humor in the Aldo experience.
Yeah.
That was a good time for him.
Okay, so AJ
turning comedy into tragedy.
And then what match do we get?
We get back Jericho.
Oh, yeah, Ryback Jericho, which the fucking same finish at WrestleMania.
Zero importance.
And Ryback tripped and looked lost after he tripped.
Zero importance.
Zero importance.
Which, and Ryback
go,
is...
Real quick, go to the Money in the Bank match where Daniel Bryan tripped and completely, immediately recuperated and made it seem like it was... It's a sport. It's part of the sport. Mistakes happen, and he just totally recovered from it.
Just went back,
didn't
hit the ropes,
step,
and went forward with his clothesline. Yeah.
There you go.
That's a
sorry,
true professional.
Tony, I didn't mean to cut
that's
off.
Also that's experience. Fine. You know what though? As limited as Ryback might be, he was so
they
over.
They had your chance and you blew it.
He's more skilled than Warrior, and I think if pushed the right way, he could have been huge. But but it's too late. It's too late.
Nothing's too late in the wrestling business.
No, Ryback needs to go.
If he took like a year off and came back,
I'd say bring him back for Survivor Series as like a surprise entrant in one of those like 5-on-5s.
Get rid of the singlet. He's a big dude. He doesn't need it.
I just have him dominate like two or three guys before he gets disqualified, or just let him fucking destroy the other team.
How about you just have him come back at the Royal Rumble and eliminate like
everyone,
10 people?
You'd have to put him in like long
tights.
Have him
win
the
fucking Royal Rumble.
You put him in like the undies, it's Goldberg.
Yeah, you're right.
And there were too many crotch shots
why they
last night
singlet.
As it is. I don't want to see
Tony,
fucking more crotch
you
shots.
You looked at every wrestler's
dick.
You kept
calling
it. Every dick was presented to me.
ADR. Most of all. And it's just a
no,
cup.
No, it was ADR
padding.
And Dolph. Like, it was fucking, it was like fucking glow. It was
oh, you
can
tell what religion
bonanza.
ADR is. Holy shit. It looked like a fucking Smurf head poking out.
Thank you.
It's like a fucking
it's
taco.
A it's a cushion.
It was a fucking chimichanga.
Jesus Christ. That's like Too Cold Scorpio size.
And that was a pretty good match, actually. You don't think?
What, ADR
Solid?
Ziggler?
ADR Ziggler.
It was great till the end.
Yeah, I don't know what
There's
they were going for.
No reason to have her out there.
No, not at
Light
all.
Light it up!
Unless not they do, I was thinking,
yeah,
like,
why'd they play her fucking
play
music?
And they watched her run around the ring for fucking 10 minutes.
You would think, you know, just ignore her and wrestle.
It was really one of those moments where the crowd completely stopped. Like, time stopped.
What
yeah.
the fuck happened?
Fucking, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like,
and
why?
It was the second time on the pay-per-view it happened.
Yeah.
Time stopped.
Someone's calling us?
No, Max Zaleski just came online.
What the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah, that was just like a screeching halt. It was awful.
And
she didn't even try to hide coming in. She blatantly just came in and waffled them for no reason.
Exactly.
Stupid.
It wasn't a crucial part of the match.
No.
Ziggler wasn't in trouble.
I hate that they play music for run-ins, because if it's a run-in, it's a spontaneous thing. When you play the music, it's like, well, obviously it's a planned thing.
Didn't Kevin say last week, like, when you hear the other music, it's your fucking chance to hit the bricks?
Yes, run. Or look at the Titantron,
wait,
because you could
wait.
See.
It's just AJ. I don't need to worry about anything.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
wrestle.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wrestle. She's from Union City.
I'm a man. So I could break her cute little monkey face in half.
The cute little
beautiful
monkey face.
When did she have
God,
monkey face?
Her.
It was during that point, right?
God, I love her monkey face.
When she was in the ring trying to console Dolph.
You know, if she didn't take care of shit, that eyebrow would be one eyebrow.
A unibrow?
She definitely would have unibrow. And like that hair that goes up the back, she'd have that too.
Do you think Jay Lethal used the Macho Man impression on her?
Ooh, no.
No, he definitely went Ric Flair.
Woo. No, he had her. He had her before the impressions.
She was mine before she was yours.
He had to start somewhere. You don't think he did it with her?
I don't think so.
And he'd fucking get,
that's
out
how
his,
he got her.
He'd get out of the shower in his towel, and
like,
he'd be
like,
"Yeah,
I'm gonna be Macho Man. You're gonna be Elizabeth. Dig it, dig it."
She'd be
dig
like,
it the
"What?
Most.
What? Okay, whatever.
I'm just gonna eat this banana."
I like
comic
books.
Can you have him in studio so I can just smell his groin? I just want to know.
Jay
I bet she smells like cinnamon.
We could probably get Jay here,
cookies.
Right?
Jay Lethal. We could probably get Jay Lethal.
We could probably
here.
Get him here
to smell his groin, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's call him right now.
I'm not paying him $100 to grab his dick, though.
But you'd pay Bonesaw.
Maybe we could work something out where we give him 50, we get to smell his groin, but he has to touch Bonesaw's dick.
I'm sold.
What?
I'm sold. I don't know. That's
everybody fine. Wins.
Everybody wins. And then we all go take a picture with Sonny.
There you go.
Yeah, do you think, like, for $75 we can get, like, 10
her.
People in bed with her? Wow. We are on fuego.
Simply en fuego.
No, because no offense, Pete, but the Petes of the world are going to show up at fucking Legends of the Ring with sweatpants on.
I wear my sweatpants today so I can rub my boner on her. She can fucking
You know they're going to exactly. wear sweatpants, and they're going to do like what I did at the fucking strip club when I wore a bathing suit under my jeans.
So it dries?
Yes.
Cumsies dry?
Cumsies dryzies.
You come
Yo.
Over.
That was at your bachelor party, Tony.
Come on with mashed potato flakes in your pants.
It's like rubbing your dick in a fishing net, though. How
I learned the hard way.
Wow.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, I remember that. You came up to me afterwards. You were like, I made a mess. Put his head down.
My dick looked like Aquaman's dick. Like scales.
Come on.
Just scales.
I was uncircumcised before the night started.
Probably his phone.
I was also HIV free.
Wow.
I bet you Sonny's vag smells like a fucking fishing net.
Ugh. We should ask Josh Daniels. Josh Daniels.
She probably queefs,
knows.
Like blows out a little air, and it just vibrates for 20 minutes.
You guys need to have a show dedicated to wrestlers who banged divas
she,
and just talk about it.
She queefs out little Chris Candido heads.
Hey.
When she farts, it's like
laid?
The Mortal Kombat part where the guy jumps in and does a toasty, except it's Todd Pentengill.
Yes.
Toasty!
What do you think it smells like down there in Sunny's nether region?
Ugh.
It's just awful.
You think there's just like five rubbers stuck up there?
A hanger.
An unopened bottle of Summer's Eve.
Frank's first choice for his wife's friend was the dumbest girl I've ever met, and she forgot she had a tampon up there. And her boyfriend like banged her and came inside her. And, was up there. And she could smell it after a while.
Oh.
And she said eventually she had to like fish up there with like a spoon because it was so far
spoon.
Up. And when she took it out, it was gray.
You could get toxic shock syndrome and die.
Oh my
exactly.
God.
Oh, how do you forget?
Fucking Harlem shake that.
Oh, God.
Dude, we should watch it again.
Oh, God.
No,
please.
No way. No
during,
way. No
during the pay-per-view last night, I introduced the boys. Actually, it was during the Divas match, wasn't it?
No, it was during the...
It was during the whole fucking show.
Jericho?
It might have been after Jericho. I don't remember. Before the
No, it was
the
during
ADR
the John
match.
Cena match. It was during the Mark Henry match.
What did you eat?
The boys were introduced to the Harlem Shake poop like Kevin was a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, so but our bad. Reaction was hysterical laughing.
Yes, Kevin just gagged. What did you guys think of the Cena-Henry match?
I had my penis in Kevin's mouth in the match.
Cena needs someone who can work.
Same could be said for Henry, though. Henry needs someone that can work.
Right.
They both need someone that can work.
It's like the same side of a magnet.
It's like putting Kevin Nash and Sid Vicious in the ring together.
I would prefer if Cena exactly stopped using the STF.
Oh, God. At least pretend like you're applying pressure and lock the hold. Like, care. Just
and
care.
Did you notice Mark Henry was struggling, and then the minute Cena dragged him in and locked it in the center of the ring, he immediately tapped out to that.
Yeah, like, give it some time.
Yeah. A guy like Henry should never tap out.
I would have liked it better if he passed out from the pain.
That's what I was thinking. Pass out from the pain. You're a badass. Now he's done.
Yeah, because then
there's nowhere to go.
Because then Cena could look over at him like he did at the end of the match and just kind of like give him a little bit of respect.
Right.
Like Bret Hart and Steve Austin.
Yes. And it would have made sense.
Yes. And now that feud's dead. There's no reason for a rematch, and Mark Henry's done. He just fucking tapped. He's buried. That's it.
After fucking doing everything he did to set this match up, saying I've got some life in the tank.
Right.
No,
one
you don't.
Match and
tank's
you tap.
Empty. Done.
And
done
he got speed. Hit with no moves.
And no speaking moves. Of getting hit, a lot of guys banged up after that fucking WWE title Money in the Bank match.
Hey, I just said that 10 minutes ago.
Really banged up. I'm sorry, now, it's a segue, dude. That's how it goes.
You had your 6 participants.
Episode 101.
Bring it out.
I miss her.
My basement, my rules.
What the fuck?
Bringing out Van Damme first, I feel like, was a huge mistake.
Nah, you're full of shit.
What?
No,
why
I
am
agree.
I full of shit?
No. My basement, my rules. Fucko.
Tony's rules. I agree. Let it build. They should have brought out Punk first to get the crowd, you know, crazy.
Like, yeah, like, hey, you watched a fucking tub of shit lose. Here comes CM Punk.
Basically,
like, it should be Christian, Sheamus, Orton, Brian, Punk, RVD.
Yeah, Christian first though. You got
no one
like,
gives a shit about Christian to begin with.
Put him in the middle, like bring out a star and just kind of go like you know, like a circle.
You know, before Christian got hurt,
like a circle of emotion,
the guy
an emotional roller coaster.
He couldn't have a bad match before he got hurt.
Christian
either.
Never has bad matches.
He was on a great roll though,
fucking
up until
Aquaman
he got hurt.
Looking motherfucker,
he is creepy, weird looking.
He's got a weird body.
He looks like a Muppet.
Go
like a Muppet
yeah.
body.
He's like the human version of a Muppet.
Like a human version of like my animal Muppet.
Am I a man or a Muppet?
No, it's like when the Muppets try to make a man. Like, usually the Muppets are, like, weird things, but Christian's like a man Muppet.
He's a man pit.
If I'm a man, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Yeah, he does look kind of strange, though.
You never saw the new Muppets?
You know what it is?
I did.
You know
I
what it is?
It, but don't ruin it for
here's
me.
What's, here's what's
I
wrong.
I hate Jason Segel. I fucking hate Jason Segel.
Play that while I talk about Christian. Okay. This is what's wrong with Christian.
Wait, do it as Kermit.
Okay, here's the problem.
He looks like he's wearing a diaper at all times.
His tights are, like, up to the bottom of his nipples, so it looks like he's all legs, and he doesn't even have a torso!
He kind of looks like you, Kermit.
I got nothing on that.
I can't do it.
So that's my problem. Christian is very Muppety-looking. Very Muppety. He has very, very long Muppety legs. No torso, and he's got those arms that go wiggity-wiggity-woo! And he has that weird... Yay! And he has that weird froggy Canadian face, because they know how they say Canadians look like frogs. Like me, like Kermit.
I thought that was the French.
French Canadians.
Yeah, but he didn't even do anything cool. He didn't hit the kill switch off the ladder or anything. He was kind of just there.
That's because he's 62.
Yeah, but like when Morrison was in it, he did like the goofy spots where he did a moonsault with a ladder or something like that.
Morrison is a parkour expert.
Jim Henson died of a common cold.
Or AIDS.
Good night, everybody.
common AIDS. Thank you, Kermit.
There we go.
With Laugh Track.
With Laugh Track.
I miss Jim Henson.
I do too. That new Kermit voice is awful. They should have hired me.
So outside of the Punk Heyman thing and
nothing happened.
And Orton with the fucking briefcase.
Nothing happened.
I hear voices.
And Sheamus knocking out Christian's teeth.
That was awesome.
and Rob Van Dam dropping fucking Sheamus almost
Rob
on his head.
Rob Van Dam carried that match.
He
it's
sure
a sin that
did.
They don't fucking do something with him in that match.
The guy's 42. He hasn't been on the big stage in almost more than half a decade. He comes in there with guys that do this all the time, and he fucking killed
he
it.
He didn't break a sweat.
No, he wasn't even tired.
He didn't lose his breath.
Not at all.
He was
not
just like
all.
Shrugging, like, okay, I'll kick this guy's ass now.
Flippy spinny dudes all over the place.
Perfectly executed every single move.
Yeah. Come on, Daniel Bryan looked fantastic in that match, too.
Daniel Bryan is definitely going to be the WWE's biggest wasted opportunity in the last decade. I'm calling it now. They're going to fail him miserably.
No, I get that.
They're going to do it. They're scared to death. That's why they went with Orton.
What do you got?
Just dead air because we can't hear Matt talking.
You got to yell, okay. Bro.
No, don't even.
We need to hear you.
Matt's being a little bitch and getting us drinks.
Yes.
Get us like drinks, when Josh bitches. Daniels told him to go out and buy us booze.
Yes.
You're not doing anything. Why don't you go buy us booze?
Wow. And he said, I'm stressing hard over this shitty laptop.
We have to get Josh Daniels back down here.
Yes.
Would you rather smell his crotch or Jay Lethal's crotch?
How about we have a crotch off?
Who'd he bang?
Sonny.
Oh, fucking Jay Lethal in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. After all the girls, Jay Lethal's probably banged in between.
Right.
I'd still smell Jay Lethal's crotch. You think
Dude,
it's, yeah.
The story of Josh Daniels smelling his fucking, that girl in his fucking facial hair.
Oh, God, that almost made him puke.
Makes me laugh so hard.
Oh, it's fucking funny. That is fucking funny. Josh Daniels was pretty funny.
You might be hearing that on the upcoming, if I ever finish it, Best of Show.
You want to get laid?
So,
hi, Daddy.
Does Orton winning get overshadowed by Heyman smashing Punk in the head with a ladder?
Orton's winning was just out of place. Like the crowd was completely dead when it happened.
Yeah, but who is Punk going to feud with?
Brock Lesnar.
Dun.
That's
dun,
a dun, terrible
dun,
matchup.
Dun, dun. No, it's not. Brock Lesnar needs to lose to somebody else now. He lost to Triple H.
You know, I could buy.
Cena.
You know what, though? This is the thing. I could buy Brock Lesnar legit losing to a Triple H.
How much is he going to cost?
And I could buy Brock Lesnar losing to Cena because they're both big guys. They're in the same heavyweight league. They both can throw fucking punches and beat each other up.
What?
Put on Raw.
You really
want
to watch
Raw? If you want. But I can't see a guy like CM Punk beating a former MMA champion, a fucking badass monster like Brock Lesnar. Can you see it?
Eddie Guerrero beat him.
Eddie Guerrero was a big dude, first of all. He was short, but he was a big dude, and he could fucking move.
I think
Eddie
Punk
beat him with
move.
The boot. Remember he took the boot off?
Yeah. He lied and he cheated and he stealed.
I don't think for reals, yo, I don't think there's anyone who could beat him.
No.
Like, in a real fight.
Well, who's the fucking idiot that got knocked out last week?
Anderson Silva?
There you go. Anybody could beat anybody at any time in the octagon.
Yeah, anyone's got a puncher's chance. I understand that. But
yes.
You're asking me if I can buy CM Punk fighting him? No, absolutely not.
No, well, Josh Daniels said it. CM Punk just fucking looks like a dude off the street. Like, he doesn't have a wrestler's look.
Yeah, you but know he has. He relies he's the best in the world, quote unquote. And that's fine. You can be the best in the world at wrestling if you're wrestling a wrestler.
Right, right.
If you're wrestling just a behemoth monster who just destroys everything in his path, which Lesnar has that, but he also has skill. You know.
All right, let me ask you.
Well, I was going to say this. This is what they should have done with Lesnar, and I think this would have worked with the limited contract that he had. Have him. He should have beaten Cena. He should have beaten Triple H. He should have beaten everyone he's wrestled.
You just named the two.
I'm saying, but he should have beaten. You know, he should have wrestled more people.
Right.
Put the belt on Brock Lesnar, so it's more like when Hulk Hogan held the belt. The belt wouldn't be oversaturated on TV.
So he doesn't appear as often.
Doesn't appear as often. When the belt is defended, it's something special. Once a month, have him push a match on Raw and then defend at one of the major pay-per-views. Get that belt on him, and then, after maybe 2 years, have Undertaker challenge him streak versus championship. That would fucking sell.
Yeah, but
they would abandon that in 2 months.
They don't have the patience for it.
WWE's not in it for the long con. They're in it for the dollar tomorrow.
Right,
right, right. Are we really going to have Raw behind us? Because we're just going to completely lose focus of the show.
Lose focus? I'm putting it on right in front of us.
I don't even remember it last week that it was on. So,
remember last time we tried watching wrestling and did a show? We had to stop.
We're not really watching wrestling.
No, it's just on in the background.
Well, it is WWE, so it's really
And you know what?
Wrestling.
It's relevant because we're going from Money in the Bank right into Raw, so...
All right, so we might as well call it as
might
we
as well
it.
Be on, you know?
Here comes Cena to fucking talk
not
about
that.
Nothing.
Not actually call it.
Here comes Cena down the aisle, holding that championship title that he so gratefully defended.
So, yes. Overall, what do you guys grade Money in the Bank pay-per-view?
All right, I think...
D plus.
That bad?
Nothing booking, of consequence happened.
Booking F. Match-wise, I think there were four great matches.
Great?
I'd say they were WWE standard.
You're going tag match?
Tag team title match.
The first, the world heavyweight Money in the Bank.
Right.
Dolphin ADR. Minus the
really
finish.
Good. Minus the finish.
And the final match
was fucking good because RVD was kicking ass. And it did have pace. It kind of paced itself a little bit.
What's that?
The last match, yeah.
Those
were other money guys. They couldn't do anything
too
crazy.
Too much one-on-one stuff.
Yeah, that's my
they didn't utilize the
they weren't
match.
Spontaneous enough.
Well, no, it just...
It was a scripted
It's not a singles match.
They should all be doing that.
Show me a singles match.
Right. And it was like a lazy way to do it.
And how many spots can you do in Money in the Bank that haven't been done already?
My spot.
You know?
Your spot.
Right, but the Royal Rumble, there's guys fighting all over the ring. The guy doesn't have to lay down in the corner until his spot comes up. You can fight another guy just because you don't want to have to cut in the fucking booth or the trailer. Oh, well, now go to camera 3 because this is happening. Just it's a match
lazy.
It's a match with a bunch of guys, and there's going to be more action than camera A.
I think they try and do that to build up the fact that it's Money in the Bank, and they're using ladders, and people are falling from all these heights, and it just takes time for them to recover, and it's dangerous. It's stupid. I don't agree with it, but I think that's where they're coming from when they do that. You know, RVD knocks Sheamus off the top rope, and Sheamus hits a ladder, and then he disappears for the next 15
broke
minutes.
Broke it in half. Well, that was one spot where you can say, you know. But when RVD clears house, and then the last guy that comes in, they have a little singles thing going on. Like, you get kicked in the head, and a thing that normally happens in the course of a match, now you're on the ground for 7 minutes until your spot comes up.
Right.
It wasn't utilized as best I think it could have been.
It's, excuse me. It comes off like it's... I know it's planned to begin with. It just comes off like it's too planned.
No, and that's all those matches like that, like tables, ladders, chairs, like the big spots have to be coordinated.
Right, but I feel
nothing irks me more than when there's three guys waiting for the guy to jump off the rope and they all get a catch. I fucking hate that.
But there's just so much time. Like, all right, Sheamus is out on the outside of the ring. Christian falls next to him. Like, why wouldn't Sheamus get up and just throw some boost to him? Like, do something instead of laying there for, like, 10 minutes next to him.
Yeah, exactly. Put him in a fucking chokehold or something.
Something to render him, we don't even need to see it. Oh, Sheamus is out here putting the boost to Christian.
Right,
why?
You can do that in a replay easy. Like, show what's going on and make it seem like there's actually action happening.
So, they're lazy.
I washed my hands, I swear.
Yeah, lazy fucks. No one cares.
Yeah!
Eddie washed his hands.
Yay!
He went to go visit Satan.
So there is a... Moving on, there's an interesting...
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza. Dear Liza.
An interesting...
development?
You could say... I mean, it's just an interesting situation that Deadspin is reporting. Apparently somebody went on one of these wrestling websites in February, and they were doing a contest, like, predict the winners.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was like, I'm going to predict every winner from now until whenever they stop it. He's been right for every single pay-per-view, like spot on.
Is his name Eddie?
No, I don't think so.
Was his name
Shining Wizards Eddie?
So they feel the Vince WWE thinks that they sprung a leak and that somebody's giving away.
They fucking sprung a leak, all right.
All the results.
Do they know the guy?
Well, you know why I can't believe that? Because they changed their minds so frequently that there is no fucking way that they're planned for next Monday.
Wizards Podcast, yeah. The Shining Wizards Podcast. Check it out. This is Jake the Snake Roberts telling you, damn sure better watch it and listen to it, smell it, taste it, lick it, feel it, all the above. Don't miss it.
Ah! It's the Dick Breaker Podcast, pro wrestling and heavy metal podcast, wrestling headlines and metal news in your fucking face. Guest interviews while your hosts, Brian and John, the least metal names you'll ever come across,
get completely shit-faced. New episodes every 2 weeks, because they're busy every other week drinking booze and fucking bitches on neckbreaker.net. Follow them on Twitter or Facebook at NB Podcast.
This is Scotty Riggs. It's been a pleasure to be on Shining Wizards, which you can catch on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and ShiningWizards.com. Keep it heel and do it.
Hey, Pat, guess what?
What?
What if I told you there was a place on iTunes where you could find not one, not two, but seven of the greatest wrestling podcasts ever put together?
I don't believe you.
Well, you better believe it, because it's called the Shining Wizards Network. You can find them at swn.shiningwizards.com.
Wizards are magical.
They are awesome, aren't they? And not only will you get the Wizards there, but you'll get the Neckbreaker podcast, Two and a Half Wrestlers, Pro Wrestling 101 with our friend Justin Credible, and much more.
Cum tastes like bleach.
That's right. SWN.ShiningWizards.com. And we're back.
So,
we put a question out on Facebook.
We did put a question out on Facebook, which was brought to us by our good friend Pat over here.
Fatty Pat over here. Pat over here. That's not Kevin.
That's not Kevin.
Oh.
Kevin isn't here.
Kevin isn't here.
So, on the heels of our 100th episode and me getting my balls busted for bringing up topics of discussion during our wrestling podcast.
I was angry.
Yes, apparently.
Pat said things that I didn't mean. things that had to be beeped.
I think I was the first one to get the beep, though.
You know, I haven't listened to the after show yet. I'm afraid to listen to it.
I could only imagine.
Do that by yourself.
I have to fucking shut the lights. Thank you for stepping on my big toe.
I couldn't speak at the end of the last episode. I don't know what the after show sounds like.
Real quick.
Uh-oh.
I'd like to play Wrestling Currency. I have a special guest that we can call who's going to start us off.
We were just on that topic.
And, Tony, I'm going to give you the number. I'm not going to tell you who it is until...
All right, just say the number loudly and clearly into the microphone.
Okay, here. Just don't let the phone go dark.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Touch the phone.
Okay.
Touch the phone.
So, Matt, set up the premise for the
thing. Okay, so... Because we had this discussion last week on the 100th episode, Pat brought to us topics that he's had discussions with our friend Anthony at the time, and it's wrestling currency.
He's not our friend anymore.
He might not be. If you were going to put wrestlers on currency, the $1 bill, the $5 bill, the $10 bill, the $20, $50, and $100, who would be the faces on those bills?
That's basically all it is. Nice shot. So we have someone that wants to chime in. Ow, my eye just pegged me in the face with candy.
Did you get one in?
Is it wet?
That's what she said.
All right, so this guy doesn't have much time, so call him.
I think I just Christian Matt's tooth.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Who are we calling? You're the one who caught it in his mouth.
You'll see.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's Phil Rea.
No.
Is it a wrestler?
Maybe.
Is it Jason Sensation?
The Maybe. New Jack?
Maybe.
My phone's ringing.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mantar?
It sure is, brother.
Oh,
what's
no
going on,
way.
Mantar? How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Who am I talking to here?
This is Eddie from the Shining Wizards. I got my buddies Matt, Pat, and Tony with us. We're playing a little game. We'd like you to play with us.
Oh, you're playing a game, so you guys will feel like getting beat tonight, huh?
Pretty much. Let's see if you have the best idea here. We're calling it Wrestling Currency. We're putting wrestlers. Yes, sir. We're putting wrestlers on money. We're going to go with the $100 bill, the $50, the $20, the $10, and a single. Let's start with the singles. Who would you put on the $1 bill?
Who would I put on the $1 bill? Are we talking about current wrestlers or former wrestlers?
Anyone you want.
Whoever you want to.
I would say the $1 bill, I would use a remote.
Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon on the single. I could see that.
Yes.
I could see Razor Ramon on the single.
He's your George Washington of wrestlers.
Oh, George Washington of wrestlers.
Well, I'm just saying, George Washington's on the $1 bill, father of the country. So
yeah, I know.
That's your thing there.
I could see it.
I would say, I would say it's a tie between Razor Ramon and Brian Blade from the MWA.
Wow. We have to look him up, I think. Do you know who that is, Tony?
Brian Blade?
Brian Blade.
All right, $5 bill.
How about that one? How about that? You like that, Brian Blade?
Mr. Mantar, sir, I think you beat us already.
Yeah, you've already won. You've just begun. All right, who would you put on the $5 bill?
On the $5 bill? I would say Aldo Montoya.
All right. Friend of the show, Mr. PJ Aldo Montoya.
I think he's just naming some people he knows.
That's
he's
cool.
He's friends with.
Well, that's these are cool. Definitely people he's wrestled. He was there. He was there.
You want con guys, or you know, what are we talking about here?
It's objective. It's very. You can do whomever you like. So keep naming names.
I mean, are you guys trying to change the rules as we play the game, or no. What? You don't like the way I play the game?
Just observing.
Absolutely
just,
not.
Just
sir.
Making notes.
I think we're just getting upset because you're taking all the names I think we would throw out there.
Yes.
I was definitely going to put Aldo Montoya on something. Definitely on something.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, with the stuff that I've seen lately on television throughout these wrestling companies, there's not very many impressive people that are very have a lot of interest for myself. So I don't know if it's the storytelling or just the way that they're working, but you know, wrestling business is not very good today.
Oh, I agree. We were just talking about that before. You know, there's just, you know, back in the day was much
better. We talk about that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty much the premise of the show.
So basically, that's what you guys do. You guys sit around in your office chairs and just, you know, talk all day or what?
Yeah, basically, we just shoot the shit, talk about, you know, the good old days of wrestling.
The good old days, and then the Mantar days.
Yeah, the Mantar days, and then we're pretty hard on today's product. Do you still have that big helmet, that big beast helmet?
No, Mr. Vince McMahon kept that. He didn't. He spent a little bit too much money on that and didn't want to give it to me when I left the company.
Oh,
that's such bullshit. It's just sitting in a warehouse. It could have such good use.
No, I guarantee that's a trophy room for him.
I could be wearing it every weekend. Instead, I just, you know, got to paint my face. But, hey, they're not there for the face paint anyway. They're for the guy who's in there destroying people.
They're there for Mantar. That's all there
is
to it.
That's exactly right.
That's all there is to it. All right, Mantar, $10 bill.
$10 bill. Okay, let's throw the $10 bill out there. Let's say Randy Orton Jr.
Okay, Randy Orton Jr. on the $10 bill. Any particular
reason? That's only
reason?
Because I've wrestled with his father, Cowboy Bob Orton, many times, and Bob's a great guy, and Randy's a hell of a worker in his own right as well. So how about he's worth $10, I think.
I'd say he's about $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about $20? Twice as good as Randy Orton. $20.
Wow, twice as good, huh?
Yeah, got to go twice as good.
Wow, I'll have to say King Kong Bundy.
Nice.
There we go.
I would love.
I wouldn't spend money if King Kong Bundy was on my money.
One of the best big man wrestlers in the business, brother.
Absolutely, definitely one of the best. And
see, I think I would put Bundy on a five though.
For the five count?
Just for the five count.
Oh, he got you on that, Mantar. I think he got you on that one.
I'm not trying to get Mantar.
Yeah,
you know
that must be a little guy saying that he'd prefer him on a $5 bill because, you know, one big man to another big man, we can appreciate what a big man can do in the ring, that's for sure.
That is for sure.
There's some big man that can work like a little middleweight champion. There's other big men that just work like a big man. You know what I mean? I mean, you get what you pay for.
Right, right. And Bundy was definitely one of the best big men. Absolutely.
Yes, he sure was. He was great in Stir Crazy as well, too. You ever see that movie?
Yes.
Stir Crazy. Yes, yes. I also saw My Married with Children. Fantastic.
Fabulous movie. Okay, so what's the next dollar bill we got there, fellas?
We got a 50. Who's going on the 50?
Woo-wee, a 50. Wow, I'd have to say Dean Malenko.
Dean Malenko on a $50
good
bill.
Call.
That's interesting. He looks like
man
he belongs.
Man of a thousand holds.
If
you know, if you spent 10 minutes in that ring, boy, you would get 10 years of knowledge and experience because Dean is, not only was he a great wrestler, but he's a great person as well. So, Dean Malenko, most definitely on a $50 bill.
All right. I can agree with that.
But if you want a current guy on the $50 bill, now a current wrestling performer, I would have to throw that out there and say CM Punk.
Okay. CM Punk on a $50 bill.
Well, we could do CM Punk as like a special edition $50 bill.
Yes.
A limited run, like a special coin.
Yeah, one of those things where like, you know, the fibers are made from like the trees that were like surrounding like, I don't know, Ground Zero or something.
That's just a little morbid.
You know what? I got to hand it to you guys. You guys that just sit around all day in your office chairs, you guys sure come up with some pretty good ideas. I have to say that.
Oh, we're a mess, Mantar.
Wow, man. Well, you must be if you're calling me.
You were first choice tonight, actually. First choice.
Hey, you got to start slow and take the call. That's my motto.
No, man, we went big first. We went big. We can't top this.
Well, hey. I'm not as big as I used to be, but I'm still 330 pounds. So you know what I mean. I guess it's the older you get, the better you look, right?
Absolutely. Not in this room.
Weighing in at 401 pounds anymore?
Oh, most definitely not, man. I'm definitely in shape and still kicking ass and taking names. That's for sure.
That's awesome. One more, Mantar. $100 bill.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna give you an old $100 bill, and then I'll give you a new $100 bill. How about that?
Sounds
good. Give us $200.
Awesome. Two for the price of one.
Well, matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $300. How about that?
Nice.
Wow.
I'm just going to step out on a limb and say, Mantar, baby.
Nice.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to step on a limb and say. I'm going to say Mantar first.
Excellent choice.
And then in all fairness, I'm going to say Mr. Dave Fit Finley.
Oh. Wow, good call.
He is pound for pound one of the toughest, meanest, nastiest, greatest professional wrestlers I've ever met in my entire life.
And he could still go, too.
And he could still go is right. Don't let that gray hair fool you, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Dave Finley is the man.
Yeah, he's definitely badass. And what about our third?
Okay, so there's $200.
There's
$200. So for the last $100, I'm going to say John Cena.
Boo.
He is one hell of an athlete.
A boo, this man.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. That's fine.
John Cena is one hell of an athlete, and he definitely puts asses in seats, so... You know, I'd say he'd be worth $100.
I agree with the aspect that he does put asses in seats. I think right now, John Cena, as much as I might not like him as a performer, is one of the only guys in that company that's actually drawing money for them.
I totally agree with you. He's full of charisma. He's got a ton of athletic ability, and he really has a good rapport with all the WWE universe. That's for sure.
Well, there you have it, Mantar. Playing the game with us. Some good choices there, Mantar. Thank you for joining us
tonight.
Very
well played, sir.
Hey, no problem, man. So, you know, when you're done with the rest, you can come back and you can call the best, brother, okay?
You got it, man. We'll talk to you again.
Anytime, fellas.
Thanks, Mantar. Take it easy.
You too. Have a good night.
All right,
good
night.
Meatloaf.
In all your wildest, craziest dreams, did you ever think you'd be talking to Mantar?
No, that was a surprise. That was a very good surprise. I really enjoyed that one.
You know, I got some surprises.
And most of them, you have your pants off.
Most of the time.
This time, I had to keep them on.
Did we get any interesting responses on Fache Book?
Did you put out Mantar's picks?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should put out that we just spoke to Mantar.
I think we should leave that as a surprise.
Oh, so I shouldn't even put that in like the information.
No, let people be surprised.
Special guest.
Super special guest.
Put out his other names.
They're gonna think it's Bowman's family.
That no one will really know, like Smoky Mountain Surprise
or Tank.
Someone's just gonna Google that and he'll come right up.
Like Mafiosi Mastino.
That's awesome.
Or you could put like he's a former ECW, USWA, and WWF star.
There you go. He was in ECW?
Yeah.
After Mantar?
Yeah.
What was he there?
I'll pull it up for you right now.
I don't remember him.
Bruiser Mastino, yeah.
Wow.
So, on Facebook, did we get any responses?
Yes.
I have to, real quick, some of his choices are all right. I have to agree with the $100 bill in Cena only because he's the money guy. That makes sense.
I agree with the $100 bill in Mantar.
Oh,
how
yeah.
awesome would
well,
it be for that fucking bald head with the painted eyes?
No, he'd have to go just the cow thing.
I can't believe Vince just didn't say, you know what, here. You know, like, give the dude the fucking.
You know why?
Head.
You know why he puts it on before he bangs Linda?
No, Triple H puts it on before he fucks Stephanie.
No, Linda puts it on before she bangs Shane.
Oh, really?
Pat wins.
Oh, thank you.
Pat wins. All right, so go ahead.
God wins.
So Adam.
God wins.
God wins.
God wins.
Our friend Adam on Facebook says on the $1 bill, he put the Hulkster.
I miss him.
Brother.
Savage on the $5 bill.
Adam!
Mm-hmm. Yes! That was great.
Savage on the $5.
Bravo, sir.
Flair on the $10. Austin on the $20. Vince on the $100.
What about the $50?
He skipped the $50.
Ooh.
Adam.
Adam,
I don't
you
disagree
fail.
With any of those. Those are all quality.
Yeah. Quality indeed. I would put Vince on the single.
Oh, wait. I got it.
I would put Vince on the single, the founding father of WWE, WWF. The $5 bill. That's a tricky one. Who would go on the $5 bill? Did any wrestlers free slaves?
Piper?
I would put Farouk. Farouk goes on the $5 bill.
Really?
He had the Nation of Domination.
He was the first black WCW World Heavyweight
And he was
champion.
The first black WCW World Champion.
That was
so
a good way to play that, bravo.
Farouk on the $5 bill.
Farouk.
Now, it's Alexander Hamilton who was not a president.
He wasn't a president.
He was the Secretary of Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
First National Bank.
Ted Turner?
Wait, no, Hamilton was a president.
Yeah, Hamilton was a president.
Franklin's the only face on a
Ben
bill
Franklin's the only one. Hamilton, yeah. What did Hamilton do?
Aaron Burr.
Right.
Aaron Burr.
So Hamilton, I would have to put on.
He's a cocksucker. I put IRS.
Yeah, someone like that, like an IRS. Yeah, I have to agree with that. That's good. IRS goes on that.
That's our second IRS reference tonight.
Okay. What am I at, 50?
No, 20. Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
Stonewall.
Stone Cold.
There you go.
There you go. Now we're at the 50.
No, Grant. Hamilton wasn't a president.
Uh-huh. I knew that.
So we were right.
I said he wasn't, and then I thought he was.
No, we were right. Because
I was
not
going to question you, and then I was waiting for somebody to mock me for questioning you.
Okay.
He was a founding father.
Okay. He was a complete scumbag.
I thought he founded the first federal bank. Wasn't he involved in that?
I thought he was the first Secretary of Treasury, right?
Yeah,
he was the founder of the nation's financial system and the founder of the political party.
Financial.
As Secretary of the Treasury, Hamilton was the primary author of economic policies of the George Washington administration.
Read the whole page for the rest of the night.
It's long.
Yes.
That's what she said.
I'm ready.
Okay, so who do you get on your 20?
It was
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
On the 50, it was Grant.
Grant.
It was Civil War general.
Right? Okay.
So who would you want to have you lead
on
in battle?
50? Who would lead me in battle on a $50 bill, like a tough, rugged Barry Windham?
I thought you were going to say Ronnie Garvin.
No, I'm thinking like the 50 is like the Civil War. It's WWF versus WCW, DX versus NWO.
Ooh, that's smart.
Like the Attitude
no,
Era.
No, I'm thinking like teams in War Games. I'm thinking like maybe the Horsemen, maybe Ric Flair. The General.
Teams in, okay, the General.
The Leader.
Yeah, but wouldn't you put
I'm
Dusty
Shawn
on there?
Michaels on it.
Yeah, or
I'm putting Shawn Michaels because of that military aspect they had with DX back in the day.
Right. But then if you
that was
military,
more Triple H.
Shawn wasn't part of that DX.
That was Triple H DX.
That was New Age Outlaws.
Right. Yeah, we should
Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H will go on the 50 and $100 bill. $100 bill. Had to be John Cena, the money guy right now, the only money guy right now.
No, because Ben Franklin's on the 100, and Ben Franklin was
the founding father.
Yeah, so we're not just going to go all founding fathers. We can go money.
What about? I got a good one. Wasn't he the guy that held the fucking kite with the key on it, discovered electricity?
The Mountie?
Yes.
Yes! The Mountie goes on the $100 bill.
He was an ambassador to France.
There you go.
So
we're not the Mounties.
French-Canadian. I think he's an ambassador. People are going to go on Facebook and just confirm everything I've ever said. Pat was right about everything.
So did we all just do that pretty much at once? Or you guys have your own?
No, Matt has his. I see it at the fucking...
No, you got to read Tim Grimes.
Tim Grimes has Matilda on the $1 bill.
Here we
Fabulous
go.
Moolah on the $2.
We didn't do $2 bill.
The Great Power Udi is on the $5. SD Jones is on the $10. Barry Horowitz is on the $20.
Jew, there you go.
The Boogeyman's on the $50. And Tickles gets his $100 bill.
Call me Tickles.
There he is.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's some interesting ones on here. Bobby Wayward from PWS has Savage on the 1, Savage on the 5, Savage on the 10, Savage on the 20, Savage on the 50, and Savage on the 100.
This is a very Macho Man heavy episode.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, dude.
How weird is that?
Well, how about this? How about you go, you approach it from this angle? No one who is alive is on U.S. currency. They all have to be dead.
Okay.
Same on postage stamps, isn't it?
Yeah,
unless you put your own, unless you put your own family people.
Is Harriet Tubman dead?
Jamie says Million Dollar Man goes on every single one.
That's a good call.
Because he bought everything. He bought the Federal Reserve.
Yes, it's possible.
I like that. Wouldn't he give Virgil the $2 bill though?
No.
Just like throw him something.
Virgil gets like
the Virgil nickel. Gets like the nickel. Yeah,
it's the penny. Yeah.
He gets a vanilla
What'd
wafer painted like.
You were talking about currency, right?
He said nickel.
Oh, okay.
He didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said nickel.
Okay. Shining Wizards Kevin.
He said scary nickel.
Shining Wizards Kevin is weighing
Kevin's
in from.
Playing along.
He's playing weighing in from the bar. The hat. Hogan on the 1. Savage on the 5. Hart on the 10. He didn't really specify which Hart, so we'll just put the whole fucking family.
Well,
on
no. You put Brett on the front, and on the back, it's the Hart family dungeon.
No.
You know how they have the.
Yeah, wouldn't you put Stu on there?
Who?
Stu.
Yeah, he's fucking breaking Owen's fall.
Yeah, and if you fold.
Oh my god!
If you fold the bill the right way, it looks like Owen's falling on Stu.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Holy
tell your
shit.
Friends you were on the show, Mantar.
Wow.
You guys just sit around all day and talk nice in your wrestling chairs.
He's probably friends with all these dead people, and we're making fun of him. Jesus
Christ.
We're
not making fun. We're just...
So we got Hart on the 10, Austin on the 20, HBK on the 50, Taker on the 100,
Taker.
And he'll put Bruno on the $2 bill.
Yeah, good.
I like Bruno on the $2 bill.
I like
what about...
Too.
Updated currency, the gold dollar coin.
Gold dust.
Oh, wait.
Gold dust, absolutely.
What
Marlene
if they,
is on the flip side.
Yes.
All right, what if...
Always has been.
You know how they did, like, the dollar presidents and they did the state quarters?
Mm-hmm.
What group would you put, like, on a collector series for, like, say, dollar coins?
Well, if you put Ric Flair on the $1 bill on the reverse side, it's got to be the horseman.
I would think collector coins... Would be guys like Goldberg, Ultimate Warrior, Batista, Brock Lesnar. Guys that were around for a little while that made a big impact and left.
That's not a bad idea.
Like novelty.
That's not a bad idea. And then on the quarters, you could put like real gimmicks.
Yeah.
Like you put like George the Animal Steel on a quarter.
Yeah, like Brutus Beefcake on a
Brutus,
quarter.
Yeah, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Could be
Honky
on a
Tonk Man on a quarter.
Yes.
What kind of currency would Sting get?
Sting.
I could see Sting going on a 5.
Sting just fell in your living room.
Sting just dropped through the ceiling.
Sting.
Sting could be on Confederate currency. Give WCW Confederate currency.
He's on like the loon.
The loon.
He's on the loon.
Does Luger get a quarter?
Luger gets a prepaid debit card.
Tito Santana's on peso.
Arn Anderson?
What would he go on?
He wouldn't go on. I don't think he would go on anything.
I'm thinking there's a spot joke in there somewhere.
My spot. I thought we were going to do this with dead people.
Okay, so currency with dead people, the $1 bill, Bruno Sammartino.
You put Bruno on a 1?
He's
not
dead, right?
Dead.
He should be, that fucking old hairy piece of shit.
What the fuck, really?
No.
That's a boy.
Okay, $1. I guess if you're going to do dead people, $1 bill.
Junkyard Owen? Dog.
No, Owen? Like a Buddy Rogers.
Buddy Rogers on a 1? I'd put Buddy at least on a 5.
Or like
five.
A Gorgeous George.
Nah.
Gorgeous George I see on like a 50.
Put Luthez on the 1.
Yeah.
He's dead, right? No, I don't think he's dead.
No?
Well, he's dead.
He's dead. He's got to be dead.
Luthez is very dead.
I bet he's not.
Where does Crush go?
Hell. Crush?
Hawaii.
What? They have American money in Hawaii.
Yeah, Luthez
is dead. He's been dead for 12 years now.
Crush goes on a pineapple. Isn't that currency on some island? Pineapples?
Yes, and coconuts.
Coconuts and pineapples.
Jimmy Snuka on the
coconut. Jimmy Snuka goes on the coconut, and Crush goes on a pineapple on an island.
And his dead girlfriend goes on the $2 bill.
No, his dead girlfriend's head goes on the coconut.
I've got the lunch.
Okay, so
that's the dead, right?
Luth, yeah. Luthes on the one.
Okay.
Are we going to do a $2 bill? Because that's Adonis all the way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Adonis would be a three, but okay, let's do two.
There's no $3 bill. Stupid.
Stupid.
Your $5 bill? Savage?
Because him and Lincoln had, like, beards.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes, he looks like Lincoln.
I like the connection.
I was assassinated. Yeah.
$10 bill. Public Enemy.
Both of
them? Two guys?
Yes.
There's got to be somebody better.
There's a lot of dead wrestlers.
Pitbull too.
Put Mr. Perfect on the $10 bill.
Okay.
I like perfect that. Crisp 10.
Where does Rick Rude go?
20. Money, 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 money.
We might have to take Savage off the five.
Why?
Why?
Maybe we could put him on like a $50 bill.
Who do you have in mind for five?
Well, you could put Rude there. You could even move Henning down.
And on the back of the $5 bill is Rude's tights with Shell Roberts' face on it.
What about Eddie Guerrero?
Oh, he
goes on a peso. There you go.
What about Chris Benoit?
He doesn't exist.
Who? That's an out-of-print currency that is no longer used.
Yeah, that's like a 500.
Yeah, that's like a $500
bill. They're used for bank transfers only.
Never mentioned. They go, what? A $500 bill? Who has that? Yeah, that's fine.
Captain Lou?
Hmm.
I was going to say Bobby Heenan, but he's not dead yet.
I was going to say Bobby Heenan's face.
Oh,
his jaw.
Oh, come on. He's a very nice man.
Oh, what about Andre?
Good call. Andre goes on 100.
No, he goes on one of them big fucking coins. Like those big
he's
half
on like
dollars.
A $10 doubloon.
What was that fucking Joey Styles is hawking at 3 in the morning?
Like, yeah. Like when you flip it, if it hits the edge of the table, it just chops a piece off of it.
Habakadoosh.
Yes. Thunk.
You know what I would, you know what I would put on one of those bills is the WWF.
Yeah, just
God, I miss him.
I miss him too.
I miss him.
Oh yeah, they're like two different.
Anybody
things.
Anybody else have note on the face page or not really?
No, but, not really. It's all pretty much the same. You know, someone's got Funk Muda.
We've all got Funk.
Funk is on the run.
So is that it for the game? That was a fun game.
We had Mantar.
Yeah, we had Mantar.
Mantar.
That was kind of badass.
Anything in the WWF, TNA, anybody else's news?
I have been so removed from TNA, I do not even know who's champion.
I do know that for some reason, we talked about the heat on Reigns and Rollins.
And yes, we did.
That was about it. The Warrior.
Talking about Batista coming back, doing like a 90-day contract.
He denied it
with
already.
Who?
WWE.
Whee!
He denied it already, though. He said he's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
I don't think there's anything else.
Michael Strahan and John Cena sumo wrestled with fat suits today on Kelly and Michael.
Great.
That's some news for you.
I feel better now. Thank you.
You want to play guess what's in my pants?
Nothing.
The microphone.
Is that it? Is there any news? Are we good?
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
All right.
Warrior coming back, but we talked about that earlier.
We did talk about that. I'm thinking that'll lead to a Hall of Fame appearance this year. They need big names. They're running out.
It's possible.
They're not going to put Savage in unless they put the whole Poffo family in.
The Poffo family.
It's true.
You have been listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, ShiningWizards.com. Listen to us on iTunes. Go on there and leave us a 5-star or 1-star review. We don't care if you hate us or if you like us. Go review us. We are on Stitcher Radio. We are on Audio Boo. Go chat with Overweight Larry. He's looking for people to talk to.
Hey, everybody.
If you want to check out
chat with me?
Other shows,
I like cake.
Shining Wizards Network, SWN.ShiningWizards.com. We got 2.5 wrestlers, The Neckbreaker, Pro Wrestling 101 with Justin Credible, cake Turnbuckle Fun. Throwbacks, The Fallen Angels. Who am I missing? Us. We're on there, too. Did
we
I miss
are
anyone?
On there.
Seven yeah. big shows, one great location. I know. I'm looking at our new banner, too. I can't see it over Pat's head. I think we got everybody.
He's not talking about my skull. Hey, that's my voice, you cocksucker.
That's my voice.
It's so easy to do.
It's actually Fat Albert's voice.
You think it's easy to do this shit? Go fuck yourself.
Good night,
Matt, why don't you try?
I hate Overweight Larry.
Overweight Larry rules the roost, bitches.
Good night, everybody.
Just do the voice.
Just do the voice real quick.
Come on, Matt. Join us.
Get away from
us. Uber Gabba.
I'll give you cake.
One of us.
I'll give you cake for the voice.
Who else are we plugging? Mantar. Mantar.com.
Goes out to my real close friend and buddy, Kurt Hennig.
HarlemShakePoop.com.
And Ghosts.
Scare your friends. Ghosts.
Bosscock.com.
Anybody else we need to plug?
No, fuck the plugs. Good night.
Your mouth.
Ha!
Wow, you got me.
Very subdued podcast tonight.
Turn off your microphone and listen to the music.
Nice and relaxed.
Turn that up a little.
Oh, am I the only asshole that shut his mic off?
Oh, yeah.
Now I see you every day, you SOB.
You, Mr. Perfect, are dead like me.
Hanging out in the basement of Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper.
Piper and me, Piper and me.
Hanging out in my basement with Tony Z.
You know what? You look at Mr. Perfect.
And he's dead.
And no, you look at Mr. Perfect, then you look at his son. It's like Mr. Perfect just had so much more charisma.
Would you
just
call that
looking at
machismo?
Him. No, serious, just looking at him had so much more charisma. Like confidence. Mr. Perfect's the name, it'll never be forgotten. As
long as my tools are around, I'ma keep your spot in. Well,
but now you're dead and nobody knows who Perfect is. Not a mystery. Now we're stuck with his dumb kid who doesn't even have his fucking name.
All right.
Way to end on a low note.
He's talking about being high.
God.
You think he's banging Elizabeth?
In hell?
Yes.
I think we went through that once, didn't we? We had that conversation, like, on the second episode.
Did we really?
Yes! Satan spoke about Miss Elizabeth and Savage being... Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah, we talked about that.
I miss him.
Good night, everyone.
I miss him.
You did? Oh, wait, I'm still talking.
Hey, everybody. Come check me out on the Shining Wizards Network.
You're such a fucking hump.
I love you. I miss him.
I miss him.
I'm gonna sing like Macho Man.
I overdo it. It's called overkill.